We add some new voices to our Project Milwaukee series, Black and White, as we continue examining race relations in the city. WUWM's Susan Bentz talked with several interracial couples to learn about their lives and some of the challenges they face.
Char and Pete Borg say when they were kids, neither dreamed about being married, let alone to someone of a different race. But when they met in Boston after finishing college, Char says it didn't take long to recognize they would marry.
Here's this white guy, grew up in a wealthy suburb of Chicago. He has no reason whatsoever to care about Black Americans, and yet he does.
Char, who grew up in Baltimore, says her family had no problem accepting a white son-in-law.
I lived in a very integrated steel mill kind of neighborhood, so it was nothing to my family. And his parents have told me that they were really deliberate about living in Evanston because it's so integrated. That was a big deal to them.
The Borgs moved to Milwaukee when Char landed a job in television. They thought of it as a stepping stone, but four children later, this is home. Pete says they would have been comfortable anywhere in the area, but being parents changed their perspective.
We were not going to raise little tan children in the lily white North Shore.
They're sitting in their comfortable living room in the Sherman Park neighborhood. The Borgs say they love the racial mix of white and black families and the fact their kids play happily and safely on the street. Neighbors watch out for one another.
The vast majority of the families we know, parents are college educated, mostly go to private school or go to, you know, choice schools within MPS.
The Borgs call Sherman Park a great place to raise their family. But Char acknowledges just a couple of blocks from here, crime and violence are more commonplace.
Our oldest was being really disrespectful, so Pete really had to handle it. Peter said to me after it was done, he's like, Char, I am raising a brown male, and he's got to know that he has to respect authority because he can't be the guy who gets pulled over by the cops and is disrespectful and ends up, you know, another statistic.
The Borgs are steadfast in their commitment to raise their kids here.
We could leave like everybody else. We could go, but why shouldn't we just make this a place that everybody wants to live?
Down the street is the Thompson's house. Kiki, who's white, and Corey, who's black, met in middle school. Corey says the greatest gift his parents gave him was to grow up in a diverse neighborhood. But when it came to Kiki and Corey having kids, family members got nervous.
You would hear, oh, what about the kids? I think they are just fine. So I think we kind of debunked that myth.
Corey, who is a college professor, says education is key to helping people work through misunderstandings.
I mean, I think most interracial couples experience, unfortunately, within their own families, degrees of prejudicial remarks or racism, and I'd say that has been true for us on both sides.
I leave Sherman Park and go to meet Jennifer Buchholz and her partner Keith Holt. Jennifer grew up in a small town north of Milwaukee where white residents rarely saw a person of color. But life changed dramatically when she met Keith, who grew up on the south side of Chicago.
In the 60s and 70s, we were in South Shore at that time, so I went from a grammar school that was, you know, 50-50, to by third or fourth grade, it was all black.
Jennifer says over the 5 years she and Keith have been together, her family and friends have gradually accepted him.
I would say my hardest part was my dad. He knew that I had been seeing somebody in Chicago for, I bet, almost 2 years in, I think, before I had them meet.
Keith was still working in Chicago when they started looking for a house in Milwaukee. He worried about what she would face talking with realtors and prospective sellers. He urged Jennifer to be upfront about being an interracial couple.
We really don't want to be in someone's place if they don't want us there. We don't care what the law says. You know, we don't want to live there if they don't want us there.
The couple did tell the realtor and found a house. Keith says it's a great one.
Quiet. And just family, and just there's no excitement. Of course, you know, it's boring in a good way.
The couple is making contacts and developing friendships in Milwaukee. Keith, an avid bicyclist, is starting a club. He hopes blacks and whites will join.
Milwaukee is capable of being a great city, but it needs to be open to the opportunity that race brings. Working and living together with people who are not like you, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Jennifer says, based on her experience, it takes an open mind and a willingness to listen and think.